AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A vote is expected today in the House on creation of a commission to investigate the January Capitol riot. Republicans have said they will vote no. And Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says if it gets to the Senate, he will vote no.
It's not at all clear what new facts or additional investigation yet another commission could actually lay on top of existing efforts by law enforcement and Congress. The facts have come out, and they'll continue to come out.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are caving in to Donald Trump's claim he won the 2020 election.
Letting the most dishonest president in American history dictate the prerogatives of the Republican Party will be its demise.
Democrats say an independent bipartisan investigation of the riot is crucial to prevent it from happening again. President Biden is stepping up pressure on Israel to end 10 days of fighting with Palestinians. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Until now, the president's avoided pushing Israel directly and publicly for a ceasefire. But amid pressure on him from Democrats, the White House says the president spoke again this morning with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu.
The president conveyed to the prime minister that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre would not say if Netanyahu gave the president any assurances about ending airstrikes targeting Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Texas is now the largest state with a law that bans abortions before many women even know they are pregnant. It was signed today by Governor Greg Abbott. The police chief in Champaign, Illinois, says an officer is dead after being shot in an exchange of gunfire with a suspect who was killed. International Olympic Committee Chairman Thomas Bach is offering to have added medical personnel available to help out when the Tokyo Games open. This is AP News. When the pandemic hit, millions of homeowners were allowed to ease up on mortgage payments. That relief is ending.
About 3 million Americans are behind on their mortgage, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's more than at any time since the Great Recession. Most of them are in forbearance plans, which allow homeowners some grace time in making the payments. But those plans will end in September for most of the Americans on them. What then? Those who can't resume their payments or reach some other agreement with their lender may lose their homes. What to do? Experts urge struggling homeowners to reach out to their mortgage servicer as soon as possible to try to make some sort of exit plan. Don't wait. They say foreclosure can be hard to stop once it starts. I'm Rita Foley.
Buckingham Palace says Princess Beatrice, Queen Elizabeth's granddaughter, is expecting a baby in August. Beatrice is the elder daughter of Prince Andrew. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.